This is program number LW2516. Well, you know, there are lots of lonely people in this old world of ours, people who think they don't have a friend in the world. Hi, this is Larry West. Maybe you're sitting there today saying, yeah, Larry, you're right. I feel like a Halloween ghost. No one takes time for me. It's as though they look straight through me. I don't have a friend in the world. If that's the way you feel right now, listen up. I have a story for you. It's about a fellow named Matt, a lonely fellow, who knows how you feel. Now, this story happened a long time ago. It happened over in the Mediterranean part of our world, in the old Bible lands, where a long time ago, caravans going back and forth between the rich city of Damascus and the seaports had to stop and pay their tolls and taxes. It's sort of like what we have today at our airports, where passengers have to stop and pay customs when they go into a country. The only difference is that our government pays wages to those people hired to do the work, and our government has fixed taxes that are more fair to everyone. But a long time ago, the Roman government, during the days of Jesus Christ on this earth, that government paid no wages to their tax collectors. Each tax collector knew how much he must collect for Rome, but he would then charge people as much more as he wanted to for his own wages. Now, you can imagine how everyone liked that. That really made them love those guys. I mean, you know, tax collectors have always been very popular people. Anyway, during those days, the people looked upon them as thieves, cheating and robbing the people. Most of the tax collectors would take advantage, so no one would have anything to do with tax collectors. That is, except other tax collectors. A lot of them were rich, having made their wealth off cheating the people, so they just figured unpopularity was the price they had to pay for getting rich. Now, the whole thing was unfair because, you see, there were some tax collectors who were honest, but they still had to suffer. Well, here's where Matt comes into the picture. Now, we might call him Matt today. His real name was Matthew. One day, a tax collector, there he sat, doing his job, right there along a well-traveled road, taking in the tax money from those who passed by, making change and entering the fair amounts of his fees in a big scroll. He always tried to look very busy because, you see, that way he didn't have to look up and into their unfriendly, hateful faces. There he sat, day after day, month after month, year after year, never expecting to hear a friendly word or see a pleasant smile turn his way. Now, you got the picture? There's a guy who's alone in the crowd. Sometimes he'd wish that he could be, I guess you could say, a Halloween ghost, so that the people would look through him and he wouldn't have to see their scowls. Well, one day, as he was making change, entering amounts in the big scroll, all of a sudden, he felt a gentle hand on his arm, a gentle hand. Wondering, he looked up and into what seemed to be the friendliest face he had ever seen. Why, the eyes were actually smiling at him. Matthew, the man said. Well, Matt knew who he was, but he was astonished that the man knew him. You see, the one who had placed his hand on Matthew's shoulder was the Son of God. It was at that moment that Jesus spoke his name. Matthew, he said, come, follow me. You know, that same Son of God is still around today. Now, Jesus doesn't stumble over people and then turns and says, oh, hi, come follow me. He doesn't do such a thing. The Bible pictures Jesus as the one who came from heaven, tens of trillions of miles away, coming to this little planet on the far side of the universe. And he comes, and it's as though he asks people, I'm looking for a fellow named, and he names your name. Where is he? He's the one I want. Jesus is looking for you. He wants to be your friend. And he says, come, follow me. Matthew left everything and follow Jesus. Got a question for you today. What are you doing with Jesus Christ? He will fill your life if you'll just let him. I'm Larry West with World Radio, and I care. Speaking for Churches of Christ, we care. I've written a pamphlet called What Controls Your Life? It's yours for the asking. What controls your life? Write me for it in care of this address. Church of Christ, West Monroe, Louisiana, 71291.